I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, May 24th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure, but here we are nonetheless. And so, let's carry on. Based on yesterday's conversation a little bit, I thought it would be apropos to mention a couple of things. The last time I brought these up was when they were posted back in 2021. So I believe the subject of Sherry's call yesterday specifically, at least tangentially, relates to what I might call the Illuminized plot expanded to American shores. So I'm going to mention a couple of things about Robert E. Lee that were posted a few years ago. So what am I talking about? Despite our acknowledged historical efforts to the contrary, for example, the original 13th discussion and titles of nobility and those kinds of things, we have always had and maintained in America an aristocracy, an aristocratic contingent. Some people know that. I would say most people don't really know that. For example, in this case, if you read the book description anywhere of Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden, you may read, for example, long before Robert E. Lee was a field commander, he was also a great success in the Army Corps of Engineers. Having worked on major projects around the U.S., And his friend, Montgomery C. Meigs, whom I mentioned yesterday, who was also, you know, played an instrumental role in Decoration Day, who had served under Robert, was a scion of Philadelphia society. And rose to become the engineer responsible for helping to complete the Capitol, and one of the most accomplished builders of his generation. You get sort of a flavor there, but this doesn't really, you know, you sort of get a flavor of, you get a Gone with the Wind flavor. Anyway, John Taylor Gatto reminded us of our American aristocracy, I think, as well as anyone has. And so maybe we'll talk about that a little bit today. I wish I could remember which video it was. It escapes me at the moment. Anyway, John Taylor Gatto has reminded us. I'm sure I can probably put my finger on the video momentarily, but he has talked about the aristocratic contingent in America. The Society of Cincinnati, for example, I think is one of the groups that he mentioned. And there are others. Daughters of the Barons of Running Mead was another one that he mentioned. And you know what? Maybe we should play that, actually. I think it's, most people don't know this stuff, I don't think, really. So let me just prepare this momentarily. So what's the point? What does this have to do with yesterday's conversation? Well, I think that if the recent tearing down of monuments represents anything, I would say it is as much as it is anything else an esoteric culling of the American elite. In the same fashion, the Bavarian Illuminati sought to dethrone the divine right of kings in Europe, unsympathetic to its satanic cause. So, you know, That's kind of how I would put it. You know, it's the continual remaking. It's time for the next round of esoteric hijinks, you know, the next chapter, I guess, in the saga. And so all of this stuff has to go away. And you may recall that over the last few years, we've seen an assault on statues by banditos by night. And, you know, you can't tell me that that's not orchestrated in a very color revolutionary sort of fashion. But this touches on or sort of hints at American aristocracy. And so, you know, just for a little brief primer on that, maybe John Taylor Gatto, from his YouTube channel, if you're interested, published May 18, 2020, which was an interesting moment, wasn't it? This video is titled "Secret of Perpetual Power Exposed." How do you remain in power forever? Pareto and Mosca. So, without further ado, let's give that a listen. Can we play that, please?
Chapter 11 is called, it's called The Crunch, and in it I deal with the very rapid conversion from an older kind of society to what we have now after the American Civil War. Chapter 12 deals with how power really flows in the United States. It's one of my favorites. It's called Daughters of the Barons of Runnymede. And I picked that at random out of a book of elite hereditary societies in the United States. The Daughters of the Barons of Runnymede are not one of the most influential, but they're the ones that caught my heart and my tickled my funny bone best. You can't be a member of the Daughters of the Barons of Runnymede unless you can show direct descent from one of the 12 barons who forced King John to knuckle under to the nobility back in 1215. That's an American organization, but it probably has outriggers around the world. And here's the funniest part of the Daughters of the Barons of Runnymede. Just because you can show direct descent doesn't mean you get into the inner circle of the club. The only people who are allowed in the inner circle of the Daughters are people who descend from one of the barons who had some special knightly decoration. The rest of them are just common fodder, even though they've traced their ancestry for 800 years. Now, my levity aside, there are extremely important hereditary societies in the United States. The Order of the Cincinnati is one of them. I'll probably be shot for even telling you about it. The Order of the Cincinnati is made up of those people who can trace their descent from a field grade officer in the American Revolution. And when it had its meetings after the Civil War, not only did every major northern general show up, but every major southern general showed up too. The new compulsion school institution was assigned the task of fixing the social order in place. But it borrowed the cautions that two Italian sociologists, Vilfredo Pareto and Giambattista Mosca, had laid down around 1900. Both these men, working independently, said the reason that every hierarchy comes to an end is the problem of transmitting to the next generation the reins of power. And what causes these breakups to happen is that in reality, there really isn't any difference in talent or intelligence between the aristocracy and the common herd. And as you frustrate the natural leaders of the common herd, they band together And over time, it may be centuries, they figure out where the weak spots of your edifice are, and all of a sudden they upset it. And both these men, working independently of one another, said that the way out of this trap is to put young children through every stage of their life under close scrutiny. And the minute you see signs that someone might potentially become a later adversary, you draw that kid into the reward system of the aristocracy. You flatter that kid, you wean that kid away from his own parents, and in that way, the secret of perpetual power would be available for the first time in human history. So the next time you see some kid from Harlem on the cover of Time magazine on his way to Exeter or Andover, you might just ask your local librarian to get you Mosca or Pareto. But the Daughters of the Barons of Runnymede represent the well over 1,000 private hereditary societies that are really like a cousinage, an international cousinage that exists apart from almost any form of scrutiny the outgroup can bring to bear.
I say, boy, it's one of those kinds of things, you know. We're all just pilgrims at heart, right? Right, Henry Kissinger, right, Tom Kane. There are companions with this, and this is, you know, admittedly, this is an acknowledged departure from the Memorial Day subject matter to which we will return, but we are returning there. I guess maybe I should do that, and then we can come back to something related that I was going to play, actually, when we played one of the other Deborah Marshall videos. The video, I think, concerning sociocracy was the... It was the reflexive sociology, I think. And she gave a brilliant distillation. What it exactly means, what it is, you know. And it is, again, it's the hyper localization of the radical empiricism or radical skepticism. In other words, I can't trust myself. I definitely can't trust myself, so I better lean on the poobahs, the powers that be, or shouldn't be, and those kinds of folks, because certainly I can trust them more than I can trust myself, which is absurd, but that's the con job. So, this other companion video, Elite Theory, I think you'll find interesting. So, we'll probably play that at the bottom of the hour here in a moment. But there are these other two items that were rattling around in my mind that I mentioned back in 2021. This again after Sherry's call. So these are unvetted, which is interesting. You know, these floated around, and I'm not familiar with the person in question, but apparently this is a thing. So I'll mention it when we come back, and then we'll move on. Is it a psyop? Well, probably, but we'll talk about it when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Is history about to repeat itself again? I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. Three banks have failed in as many weeks. A fourth regional bank saw a stock plummet Wednesday night after news that they were looking to sell. Biden says that no taxpayer money will be used to save these banks. But what Biden fails to acknowledge is that all money is taxpayer money. Sure, the FDIC is funded by payments from the banks, but the banks get that money from their customers, taxpayers. In 1930, the United States was in a recession, not unlike today. Then banks began to fail. Then there was a run on the banks and the Great Depression began. With the fractional reserve banking system that we have today, if even 5% of us took everything out of the banks, the system would crash, just like in November 1930. Keep that in mind when the next bank failure hits the headlines. And use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free access to training videos. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Peshem, Parabellum.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. All right. I'm going to mention these. I don't know who Carl Jones is. I think I said that when I mentioned these things back in 2021. Who is this Carl Jones? Who is Kaiser Soze? Who is Satoshi Nakamoto? I don't know. Somebody will probably call in and say, I feel like there's a Shelley Berman bit lurking in the woodwork here, you know. Joyce Kilmer wrote Trees. Joyce Kilmer wrote Trees. Anyway, If you're familiar with Shelley Berman, you probably know what I'm talking about. So there are these two pieces that floated around in 2021. That was the earliest that I'm aware of. I mentioned both of them, I think, September 21, 2021. These were posted on the 19th. I think both of them were. One in particular reposted in this case by the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Fort Blakely Camp, number 1864. And as previously mentioned, these are unvetted, both of these. So one is posted, as mentioned, the other is posted by a gentleman. Anyway, well, let's just start with the post from the gentleman. Robert E. Lee is one of these are attributed to Carl Jones. I don't know who this Carl Jones is. Perhaps you do. I think I've beaten that enough to death. Robert E. Lee is one of very few cadets to pass through the U.S. Military Academy at West Point without a single demerit. In the Mexican War, General Winfield Scott called him, Robert E. Lee, the greatest soldier I've ever seen, quote unquote. As an Army engineer, he rerouted the Mississippi River and saved the city of St. Louis. When he inherited slaves from his father-in-law, he educated them and set them free and referred to slavery as a political and moral evil. You know, it's interesting, just as a parenthetical aside, if you go to the Wikipedia entry for Robert E. Lee, I think I talked about this the last time when we were talking about the statues and stuff. There is, in fact, an entire section, let me see, titled Lee's Views on Race and Slavery. It's a significant section. It's as long or longer than some entire Wikipedia entries. And it really sort of cancels itself out. It's one of those kind of, you know, it reminds me of the whole, you know, Henry Lai on studies deal. You know, they're split about 50-50. But when we look a little closer, it belies a particular motive to try to tell a story, or to, in this case, marginalize certain aspects of history in an effort to, again, just like the radical empiricism that I was talking about, Deborah Marshall and the video she did, Pierre Bourdieu, Reflexive Sociology, and that whole deal. So, you know, the point being, you have to trust the experts. You can't certainly can't trust yourself. And, you know, Jimmy Dore has, now I'm hopping all over the place. Jimmy Dore has in his, what is it, COVID Lies Are Funny? I think it was COVID Lives. Now it's COVID Lies. Maybe it was always Lies. I don't know. I swear it was Lives with a V. But he has those little bits, you know, COVID Lies Are Funny. And one of them, you know, talks about the Bill Hicks deal. You know, we got ourselves a Rita, you know. Maybe we'll play that. Since it's clean, it's, you know, suitable for radio. Maybe we'll play that. And I got to get through these, then we'll get back to the Memorial Day stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. All right, before I finish with these two pieces, the Jimmy Dore thing. So this is representative of something much bigger. This is not just, you know, as you and I know, because, you know, we talk about these things on this network. This is one of the places where we do it, you know, and whenever somebody says, "You do a radio show? What do you talk about?" I always say, you know, all the stuff we're not supposed to talk about. Politics, religion, money, that kind of stuff. And that usually elicits laughter. But we should be talking about those things, I think. And not in a, you know, a Marxist provocateur sort of fashion so that we can, you know, ready, fight. Hajime! We don't want to do that. That's not a good thing. But if we, you know, if we start actually talking to one another instead of leaning on the expertise of so-called experts, who knows? And being hypnotized to sleep, you know, there is a reason for, you know, Edward Bernays said it. He talked about how expensive propaganda was in Propaganda, 1928. Oh, it's so expensive. Even if we just, you know, in chapter 3, he talked about that in particular. Even if we just confine propaganda to, you know, the influencers, so to speak. Those, you know, the public relations expert, the propagandist, who interprets enterprise to the public and the public to enterprise, as he put it. It's still very expensive. And that's still the case. So if you and I were not important, I mean, this is a bigger plot without getting, you know, going down another rabbit hole. I mean, this is what's really going on here is otherworldly. It's biblical and anti-biblical, specifically the reinvigoration of the Genesis 11 plot, which was a redo of the Genesis 6 plot to undo everything of God and, you know, attempt to overthrow God. And so how do you do that? You know, I mean, the Bible says that God created man a little lower than the angels. Why then would he put man in charge of things when, you know, based on my reading of the Bible, angels are wiser, they're stronger. When one angel kills 188,000 soldiers in one night, I mean, that should tell you something. And I think the answer is, I think we find it, at least my conjecture is that we find the answer to that question hiding in plain sight in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, because God gets credit. He chooses the base things and the things that are not to confound the things that are, so that no man may boast, so that he gets credit. And in that sense, it makes sense. But if you're that cherub who covers, who is cast out of heaven along with the others, I think you could see pretty easily, you know, why did you choose them? That would be the question. You chose them over me? Unbelievable. Look how easily beguiled and manipulated and misled they are, and how weak and pathetic. That's probably, you know, something along the lines of how the satanic horde feels about people, and I think that's expressed. Anyway, so the plan is to get rid of mankind ASAP, and that's what post-humanism and transhumanism and all that kind of, and AI for that matter, that's what all that stuff is about. Get rid of people. Why? Because that is the conduit, so to speak, for the Holy Spirit on earth. Men cry out to God, and that happens through the inner working and the outworking of the Holy Spirit. So, speaking of this expertise stuff, we are encouraged not to trust ourselves, and that's what all the technology is about. It is, you know, it conditions us socially not to trust ourselves. The most, I guess, well-informed, you might say, among us, like if you're typing something, I don't know about you, but I don't want to type something 15 times because people are prone to error. So I'm gonna copy and paste it. And you can do that in a variety of ways. For example, with the command line, you know, bash commands, born again shell kind of stuff. You can copy and paste. In fact, you can do it quickly. But then sometimes I find myself thinking, so I don't trust myself. And if I keep doing things this way, at what point do I cease to exist? At what point am I just a bot copying things? Kind of like ChatGPT, a great plagiarism engine that does it in a, it is largely undetectable, does it in a way that most people do not perceive. The AI stuff obviously lends itself to that. We're not supposed to trust ourselves. Anyway, COVID introduced a whole bunch of that nonsense, and it obviously is a symptom of a much larger issue. Don't trust yourself. Trust the experts. And Jimmy Dore had some he has offered some levity on that. How absurd it is, you know, that you're not supposed to do your own homework. And he says we used to, but did we really? Anyway, without further ado, again, we'll play one of those clips. This one's titled, and he has his special, and they have these clips, you know, COVID lies are funny, lies, L-I-E-S. And this bit is, this YouTube clip is titled, Why Weren't We Allowed to Question the COVID Vaccines? And it's actually still published on YouTube, which is, but there's the explainer, COVID-19, get the latest information from the CDC. That's helpful. So here's what Jimmy Dore had to say about that. Go ahead, please.
But the weird thing that happened around COVID, I'd never noticed this before in any other time in my life, but you weren't allowed to ask questions at any point during this. You just had to, you had to do what the man on the TV said, right? You had to do what the man on the TV said without questions, and then you're a good person. But if you question it, then you're a white supremacist Trumper, not, they're like, whoa, no, no. No, I didn't vote for Trump. I just have questions. Jimmy, only dumb people ask questions. No, I'm pretty sure we're supposed to question authority. It's like a value. Is that what they taught you in comedy school? Yeah, that is what they taught me in comedy school. Isn't that weird? It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Even comedians would get on stage and they would shame people for trying to get informed about a medical treatment that was experimental that they had to take or they would lose their jobs and they wouldn't be able to travel. And when people tried to get informed about that, other people shamed them. They would say, please tell me you're not going to do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading. Now you're shaming me for reading? At the behest of Big Pharma? It's like I woke up in the middle of a Bill Hicks bit. Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. Tell me, boy, what you reading for? Don't you know everything that needs to be read has already been read by a smart person? That's how much people internalized the propaganda from Big Pharma, was that they would shame, it would be anti-intellectual enough to shame people for reading while they're wagging their finger at them for doing it. You would never shame people for trying to get informed, no matter what other subject it was, no matter how unimportant. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman. He's the expert. What are you, Henry Ford?
Yeah. Comedians' minds are funny. It is, you know, the comedians, and so, I don't know, to the point that has been made by Roseanne, I think that the comedian is sort of the coal mine canary in a sense, the old Latin maxim, castigat redendo mores, humor corrects morals kind of thing. So anyway, if you don't understand that everything that needs to be readed has already been readed by a smart person. Why do I hear Renee in North Carolina's voice? Why do I hear, you know, the conversation that we had, for example, about, you know, with all of this in view, everything from the beginning of today's broadcast, the conversation about Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, for example. I digress. But if you ask questions, as James Corbett put it, you're a bat guano paranoid tinfoil dog abusing baby hater and will be reviled by everyone. And of course, if you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never express doubts about, in this case, the, you know, veracity of the so-called facts as offered and presented, or, of course, the vaccine and any part of that, the orchestrated, contrived narrative and all of the scenario planning and things that have gone into it. And so, you know, you will never ask questions ever, as James Corbett put it. All right, so back to this, these two posts attributed to Carl Jones. Again, I don't know who Carl Jones is. Robert E. Lee is one of very few cadets to pass through the U.S. Military Academy at West Point without a single demerit. Does Mike Pompeo get demerits for talking about the CIA has programs on lying? In the Mexican War, General Winfield Scott called him the greatest soldier I've ever seen, quote unquote. As an army engineer, he rerouted the Mississippi River and saved this, the city of St. Louis when he inherited slaves from his father-in-law. He educated them and set them free, and he referred to slavery as, quote, a political and moral evil. He turned down Lincoln's offer to command the U.S. Army that would invade the South and his home state of Virginia, even though leading that army would have certainly brought him international fame and likely the presidency. He instead offered his sword to Virginia and fought against that invasion for 4 years, leading an army that was vastly outnumbered, outsupplied, and outfed. After the war, as the most beloved figure on either side of the war, he turned down all of the opportunities that would have enriched him by refusing to sell his family name. He chose instead to take a job with meager pay at Washington College because he knew that rebuilding the country meant that we needed to raise men of high honor and character. His first act as president of the college was to build a chapel. On Lee's last visit, and I think this, you know, that speaks to Pat in Texas, her call and her point yesterday. It is a controversial subject. It's shrouded in intrigue, esoteric, sophistry, mystery, things like that. But despite the, you know, there are, you know, there, I think the, not to get sidetracked on this, but the salient takeaway is kind of Manly P. Hall's observation, for lack of a better, or his revelation, perhaps, that for millennia, there has been this esoteric technocratic contingent hiding, and they, when they get exposed and are persecuted, you know, they have to find a way to go back into hiding. And, you know, that's like the Platonic contingent, you might say. And so most recently, as he pointed out, that germ has hidden among the flock, and they sought to, you know, you think of Society of Jesus, you know, the Jesuits, for example, as one of the, or, you know, the Templars or whatever, as one of the, you know, SMOM, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, these kinds of things, as examples of these societies that will become more familiar with the authentic than the flock, and so they can speak in esoteric terms right out in plain sight, because most people are not, who call themselves Christians, are not familiar with the Bible, and don't understand the distinction that I would say is particularly in most cases identified by that question. Who's in charge? Who decides? Is it Gnostic? Am I kind of pursuing my own ends? Or am I leaving things, generally speaking, in God's hands? So that's, you know, I think the way that Manly P. Hall put it, this contingent that's been hiding has hidden among the flock kind of thing. That's, so, you know, Pat's point is valid, definitely, but also we should be aware of this contingent that has been hiding in Fabian sort of fashion, the wolf in sheep's clothing. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Picture into a television signal.
back. Final segment of the first hour. So just to wrap this up, after the war, Robert E. Lee, as the most beloved figure on either side of the war, turned down all of the opportunities that would have enriched him. By refusing to sell his family name, he chose instead to take a job with meager pay at Washington College, because he knew that rebuilding the country meant that we needed to raise men of high honor and character. His first act as president of the college was to build a chapel. Men of high honor and character. That was one of the things that really stuck with me. And it's interesting. Well, there's the other piece. I'll get to that in a minute. On Lee's last visit to Richmond, a lady approached General Lee with an infant in her arms and asked, "Would you please hold my baby?" General Lee took the child, looked the woman in the eye, and said, "You must teach him to deny himself." Biographer Douglas Southall Freeman pointed out that this one statement characterized the entirety of how General Lee lived. Dare I say, you know, up until about the World War II generation, that was sort of imprinted in our DNA. Now Google, with its selfish ledger, wants to give us a new DNA. I digress. Continuing, as the end of his life was approaching, Robert E. Lee was asked, with all of his accomplishments, what should his headstone say? He answered that I am a poor sinner, trusting in Christ alone for my salvation. So I think, again, this speaks to both calls, Sherry's call and Pat's call yesterday. Continuing, that a monument to this man has been taken down is a monument itself. The barren space where his memorial stood is a testament to the depraved depths to which the morality and character of our society has fallen. So, you know, this is one of the sentiments expressed, attributed to one Carl Jones. Again, I don't know who this Carl Jones is, but these are some of the lessons of history that, to Jimmy Dore's point, we should be asking questions. We should be investigating. Why, for example, does someone not want me to look at these kinds of things? Why would it be so important to influence people first to look at these things, then to look away? Do not look at that. It's forbidden. It's verboten. It is taboo. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.